South African Hajj and Umrah Council released its first accreditation list for Hajj 2025 or 1446 for many people, going back as far as 2009, where the list begins. It's the moment that they've been waiting for. Joining us on the line to tell us more is the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, Muaz Qasim. Muaz, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for your time this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Baba Ashraf and to listeners of Voice of the Cape, I trust you're all doing well today.
All good, alhamdulillah. It doesn't stop for you. The first accreditation list has been released, overnight. From the perspective then of where to from here, tell us more.
First and foremost, I think we must thank our team and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A job well done. Last night we ran into a bit of a snake. We didn't expect an extremely high volume of users logging into the website when we are busy doing accreditation. When I say extreme high volume, we went into thousands of people. It was phenomenal. It slowed down the entire system. We had to shut down the system for a few moments so that it could give us sufficient time to complete the accreditation online. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We managed to accredit 2,450 pilgrims for Hajj 2025-1446. Those pilgrims will have until the 23rd of November, which is 10 days, to either accept or defer the accreditation. From today, they will have 17 days to select an operator of their choice. What we have done this year is we've made it a lot easier for pilgrims to view the steps per operator to see how they are fluctuating in terms of pilgrims accepting operators, because we have a timeline for operators to achieve the minimum of 500. So we think it's only fair to allow the pilgrims ample time to make an informed decision before deciding an operator, to see which operator is really excelling and which is not performing before you make a decision in terms of where you want to decide to go with which operator, inshallah.
Yeah, inshallah. Yeah. From the perspective then of that list of accredited hujjaj, if someone perhaps wants to check if they are on the list and have been accredited for this first round, and hopefully it's not going to be too many rounds and people have heeded to the ongoing calls by yourselves over the last year, but how do people check if they have been accredited?
So if you haven't received an SMS or you haven't received an email, we have circulated the list via WhatsApp. But for any pilgrim that perhaps woke up this morning, haven't looked at their phone, they got to work, if you go to the website www.sau.co.za, on the header of the website, you'll find a tab called Hajj. If you click on there, you should find accreditation list. And if you click on accreditation list, it will provide you the link to download the entire list for you to peruse on your own. Like we've had a dynamic registration list on the system for the last 4 months. It gave a good indication as to your position in the queue. What we were asking pilgrims at that time, if you are within the first 5,000, be prepared, start making the necessary arrangements, because based on history, over the years, we found approximately around 40 to 50% dropout on the first list. So I think we normally would go through about 4 to 5 accreditation lists. And most years we hit about 5,000 pilgrims before we fill the quota. So like we mentioned previously, if you were in the first 5,000 and you had a look at your position before last night, then inshallah, prepare yourself and leave it in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Okay, so accreditation is based on date and time priority of registration. We allow pilgrims to defer 3 years in a row. Thereafter, we place them in what is called a park state. A park state means you have the eligibility to go for Hajj, but maybe for whatever reasons, you cannot go for your Hajj period. All right, so we put you into a park state. The day you are ready to go for Hajj, you request Sau for a reinstatement, provided you are financially ready, you have all the means, everything is in order. Then because we have already surpassed your year, because let's say 2009, it's many years ago, if you are now ready, you request for a reinstatement, and then Sau reinstates you. So if you look at the accreditation list that we published, yes, it starts in 2009. But 2 months ago, everybody from 2009 till the end of 2014, they have already deferred more than three times. we put all those programs into a park stage, and we put out a notice in the public domain that if any program is within that span of years, and if you now have the financial means and you're ready to go, request a reinstatement to South. And there was close to 800 programs in that span from 2009 to 2014. Out of that 800 programs, 85 programs reverted back to South saying, look, we are now financially ready, reinstate us. So if you look at the accreditation list, starts on 11th of May 2009, you should get, I think, 85 programs from 2009 until the end of 2014. That's it. The rest, they're all in a park state. The day they are ready, they will request a reinstatement. If we have quota availability, then they will get automatically accredited. If not, they'll have to wait till next year, inshallah.
Inshallah. Muaz Kasu, the president of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council, it's been a busy time for you thus far, and it's going to continue to get busier and busier as we head closer, of course, to Hajj 2025. For now, though, shukran so much for joining us.